there's a very interesting shaila that was posed to the Minchas Yitzchak. And that was by a person who had made a very large pledge to a shul, and the shul was about to undergo renovations. Mitamo, the person got into some dispute with the shul, and he decided to move to an entirely different community. The question was, is he mechuyev to fulfill his pledge, or do we say that no, he only gave the money al das with the intention of being a member of the shul, and now that he has, you know, given up his membership, perhaps it should pater him from donating the money that he pledged. So this question actually is a general shaila, and it applies in many, many cases, and that is, do we say that when a person pledges money to tzedakah, or to a certain tzedakah, and the need that he's pledging for dissipates, do we say that there's an implicit das, there's a umdana, that the person would have never pledged if he would have known that the situation would have changed, and that should exempt him from fulfilling his chiyuv from actually giving the money that he pledged, right? If, let's say, a person pledges money to a yeshiva, and that's because he's in the yeshiva, or he has a son that's in yeshiva, and then all of a sudden the situation drastically changes, and the son, for some reason, leaves, or he gets kicked out, can he say, okay, I never made the pledge, and I'm not going to give the money to yeshiva. So that's the general shiloh that the Minchas Yitzchak discusses. And he brings over there, Yisoid Stiga Halocha, in Hilchas Staka, in Yaradeh, Reishnun, Gimel, Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where you collect money from people, Litzayuch Pidyon Shvuim. There are people that are in captivity, and you want to have them redeemed. And you collect money from people in order to redeem these shvuyim. And the question is that before you come and redeem them, you realize that the person who you were coming to redeem actually died in jail, and there's no one to redeem. The question is, what do you do with the money that was already collected, right? You already collected money in order to be paid to this shavoy, this person in captivity, and you see now that the guy is dead and he doesn't need to be redeemed. So this is a machlekes in the Rishonim, is a machlekes, the two shittas brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The first shita holds that the mamon, the money goes to the yorshim of the shavoy. It goes to the people who are going to inherit the person that you collected for, and therefore you cannot say that al daita dehachi loy nodar, that I only gave it al das, that it's going to actually be paid to this shavoy. Rather, we say that no, the money was already collected on the behalf of the shavoy. Therefore, you give it to his yershim. Why? The pshat is that since lamaisa you collected for this person, so the understanding is that it's kilu that person was already kinda the mamoin. He was already kinda the money that you gave on his behalf right away, right after you gave it. And immediately after you gave it to the gabbai, or whoever was collecting on his behalf, it's kilu he was kinyan the shavuot, and therefore, if he subsequently dies, it goes to his yorishim. The second opinion disagrees, and the second opinion holds that no, the money returns to the people who donated it. Why? Because there's a rule called umdana. There's an umdana. There's a clear, implicit intention, implicit das, that when a person gives the money in order to be paid to someone from jail, he only had in mind for this purpose, to be paid to this guy. And if this need dissipates, if, let's say, the person unfortunately died before the pidyon took place, he could clearly say, I never gave money to be given to the yorshim. I never gave money to the padoy if he wasn't in need of a redemption, if he wasn't in need of a pidyon. And therefore, since he can claim that he only gave al das, that it's actually going to go to be paid to the shavoy, and over here it's not going to be paid to him, the money can go back to the menadvim, and the money reverts to the original owners. The Shulchan Aruch is inclined to pass on like the second shita, that the money goes back to the menadvim and it doesn't go to the yorshim of the shavuot. And the Ramah says that this halacha, this hachra, this psak applies to other cases where, again, the need that you donate for dissipates. For example, says Ramah, if a person collected money, l'tzayrech hachnasas kala, or l'tzayrech a yosayma, you want to marry off a yosayma, and then mitamol, the yosayma dies before the chasna, you have the same machlekes. And Zokter Ramah, according to the second opinion, the yorshim don't have rights to the money that was donated, and the money goes back to the menadvim, because we say that there's an umdina that adait tohachi loy nodar, and therefore, if you give money for a certain cause, and then subsequently, the matziv, the situation changes drastically, you could say, I never gave money with the das that it should be given to the yorshim or to be given to some other purpose. Now, l'chayra, what's pshat in the first shita in the Rishonim? So, pashtas, they hold that the money was already acquired, b'shas that you gave it. And the svara, that the reason why they don't adopt the svara of adayt d'halki lo nodar, some place can explain, is because perhaps we only say the svara of adayt d'halki lo nodar, that there's like a umdana that he wouldn't have given under these circumstances, perhaps that only applies if the actual nesina was given under false pretenses. In other words, some place can explain that the shitas that hold that you can't give it back to the menadvim, they hold that the only time you say, okay, it was under false pretenses, is only when the false pretenses existed b'shas the nesina. Because then it was like betos, you gave it betos. But if b'shas you gave it, and b'shas it was collected, there was a legitimate need, and only subsequently the need fell away, let's say the shavui died, in that case, you don't say adaita d'hachi l'nader, and therefore you do have to go ahead and give it to the yorshim of the shavui or of the person that you donated it to. Memela says the Minchas Yitzchak, since these people collected money for the shul when the shul was renovating al das, that you're going to continue to be a member of the shul, and you donated the money al das that you're going to remain a member of the shul, and then the need for or the situation drastically changed, and you no longer are a member of the shul, you move away. So you could claim this svara adaita d'hachi lo nodar. It's an implicit umdino. There's a clear indication to us that his das was never to give under these circumstances, and even though the change arose after the person pledged the money, nonetheless, the hachra is that a person could claim that I never gave with these intentions, and he can reclaim the money from the shul. And the same would apply to a yeshiva. That's the basic psak that the Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, that l'chayra, since he could say adayt l'achir nadar, he could he can get the money back, and there shouldn't be a taina, there shouldn't be a claim in Bezdin on the part of the shul. Now, the Minchas Yitzchak, though, does say that even though I'm inclined to say that he could withdraw his pledge, because you could say that adayt d'hachi lo nadar, however, he has to be matar neder. He should go to the Bezdin, and he should be matar neder. Because l'maisa, l'chayr was a neder, and therefore you should be matar neder. And then he writes over there that it becomes a lot more complicated if this soliciting of the money was done in a public setting. If, let's say, in shul, they were trying to solicit donations, and this person pledged money berabim, then it becomes more chomer. Because the din is that a neder that was made al das rabim, ein loy hafara. You can't just stam be matar neder. It's ein loy hafara, and it's much more complex, the Indian of being matar neder when the neder was done b'tzibur. And therefore he says, in that case, in Taka, if it was done berabim, there is much more of a reason to be choishish and to give money to the pledge. But the point is that the etzim svaro, that we would in fact invoke that adaita d'hachi l'nadar, and he would be able to be'etzim get his money back in this case.